This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working and helping out in the coronavirus effort as well. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs, thank you very much for the job you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room and you can get in there with all the people that are in there. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I know, I just banged right into the telephone here. Banged into my microphone. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, so before we start, let's get to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brother Scout Reb in Colorado. We call it Soviet Colorado.
Uh-oh.
We're three members here, and we live in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, and we got evidence to the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff against the total 911 destruction of America. And we got, years ago, it's at the Joint Chief, and it's thousands of links, and you can see it's on official document of the Joint Chief Staff, Bubba, Scout, Reb, 13 letters, it's call sign, starts with B, ends with B, and they know us, we got evidence, and it's a JAG complaint, it's against these municipalities, state of Colorado, and 911 system. And so you get our information out everywhere in America because this phony virus is part of the problem, and it's created by this 911 system.
Okay.
911 system connects to all this, and we got evidence, and we're ready to roll with U.S. troops.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. And Denise, there you go. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about here. The DNI director, acting DNI director, Rick Grinnell, and we were starting to explain that, but we ran out of time, so let's go back where we were.
Okay, so really the work is being done. I mean, Rick Grinnell, as the acting director, is responsible here, but the work is being done by Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using the Nunes memo as a guide sheet. And that's great because that's why this is necessarily happened so quickly. Now, the Department of Justice, given the documents that Grinnell delivered, there will be a collection of all of those. I've been asking about unmasking for months and months, but we're now going to find out how many people were requesting unmasking and who they did unmask.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was after this story broke for about an hour or two, media was reporting that they unmasked the General Flynn phone call with Kislyak. I'm not sure that's correct because Flynn was already under investigation prior to the Kislyak phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, we may find out that there was a FISA, meaning the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, warrant on Flynn. Now, I don't think we've heard that one before.
No.
If there's not, that's okay. Because every, we do this as a matter of procedure. Every phone call that a U.S. person makes with a foreign, important person,
right.
I don't want to say dignitary because I don't know that.
Well, it's representative of a foreign government, right? Representative of a foreign government.
Yeah, okay. Every one of them is picked up. Every one of them is picked up, and every one of them is recorded. That's just the procedure. We do it with the friendlies countries, and we do it with adversarial countries. Every single one of them. So there's a transcript. So it is not an unusual thing for the FBI and or whoever else in government had the phone call between Flynn and Sergei Kislyak.
Uh-huh.
But interestingly enough, according to Mueller's team, Flynn was under investigation prior to the phone call with Kislyak.
Mm-hmm.
So we might find out that Flynn was part of a FISA.
Okay. All right. And the other thing is if that's the case, that changes things as far as, well, they record.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does. It changes things dramatically.
So I got to ask you a question because I want to bring KT McFarland's comment into this. She said, and I quote, and I know you know it, but our audience may not know, the Russian hoax was devised to cover up something very big. She said she doesn't know what it is, but it's something bigger, and it goes way up the ladder somewhere. What on earth is she even remotely referring to?
Well, I there's no way for me to know what's in her head. There's no way. But if you begin to look at what Flynn's job was at DIA...
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, his job, he reported to two people officially at DIA. And one was Michael Vickers, and the other was John Brennan. But it put him in the, in which both of them nominated him for that position. But it put him in a job to know what the Obama administration was and was not doing on the war on terror. And
all
I
right.
think that's where the bell's going to ring.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Wall Street Journal is calling Barack Obama or taking him to task about his comments he made about the rule of law. The Wall Street Journal's going after him now. We'll see how that works out. I'll be back with Denise Simon with a lot more right after these messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And I'll tell you what, this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is fruits and veggies is what I'm taking. They've got a lot of different things that you can do there. You can get into the fibers and spices. You can get into vitamins. You can get all sorts of stuff. But I'm taking the fruits and veggies capsules because you never can get enough of fruits and vegetables. And if you don't particularly like to have an apple a day or whatever it is that you do, or they eat whatever type of veggies you do, this is the way to do it. This is real food. It's real science. It's real nutrition with no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, and you get the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables with the capsules that you're going to take. Now, I take 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening, and it's really starting to make a difference. I'm starting to feel really good. I got a little bit more pep in my step, and it's designed to help you with your immunity, to build up your immunity a little bit more, and it's just working. That's all I can tell you. So go to the website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get 35% off the price. That's balanceofnature.com or 800-246-8751. Tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get 35% off the price. All right. Denise Simon is back with us from FoundersCode.com. And, you know, there was another huge story that hit the airwaves last night, and that was Donald Trump announcing that he's going to pull $4 billion in money that's invested in Chinese firms out of the out of China. And this is money that's in the federal pension plan.
That's a big deal. And I'm glad that he's doing it. This was actually mentioned by Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. late last week. This is a big deal. Now, these pension plans, the federal retirement plan is not the only one that has investment in China.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a story last year that CalPERS, which is the state of California system, has a huge amount in investment portfolio in China, too. So I think there's going to be some pressures by the feds to say, hey, you need to do the same thing. But what Trump has done is say there's $4.5 billion in Chinese stocks with the federal retirement system, and you guys need to get it out of there and put it someplace else, but that's unacceptable. So the White House wrote a letter to Secretary of Labor Scalia and said it's come to our attention that the Thrift Savings Plan has invested in Chinese companies. Get them out of there. So it's a three-page letter that the White House sent over to the Secretary of Labor.
Now, the WHO chief, World Health Organization, came out and said that 7 or 8 top candidates for COVID-19, a vaccine, are now in the running. Do we believe them?
Yeah. Look, Johnson & Johnson came out yesterday and also said that they will have a vaccine by the end of this year.
Yep.
So there's a lot of companies in the United States. There are some in Europe and certainly some in China that are all working on not only a vaccine, but they're also working on a pharmaceutical or a collection of pharmaceuticals, because the one pharmaceutical may work better for somebody where another one works better for somebody else. China, or Wuhan, if you will, is actually probably in a advanced stage where of coming to some kind of a vaccine. Why? Well, because they have been working on coronaviruses for years. They have all these samples that they refuse to share with the CDC or other Western nations. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we have to go in there, and if you won't let us in there, then okay, fine. Not really fine, but it's like, okay, then give us, the research on the sample. They won't do that either. But the bigger question is, even if they come out and sell it, that they do have it, we would necessarily break it down and try and reverse engineer it to see what it is. If they got it, okay, great. But when they go to market it, is it the same thing that they sold them from the beginning? So Senator Cotton is saying don't trust, China when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that.
Now, ABC announced yesterday that they're going to have an exclusive interview with former Vice President Joe Biden about Tara Reid. And they also said that there'll be no Tara Reid there to talk about Tara Reid. So what's that going to accomplish?
I have no idea. But, for giggles, they ought to be asking the same question to any of his fights for his running mate candidates. Let's mm-hmm. start with Kamala Harris, or let's start with Stacey Abrams, or any of those, and see what they necessarily have to say. Kirsten Gillibrand, all the politicians, Me Too marshals, because I would say that some of these women, because he says he's going to pick a woman, I'd be rethinking my position, whether I'd want to be as a candidate as his running mate or not.
By the way, Steve in Thailand is saying, the WHO will probably recommend a corona vaccine from the company that provides them and Dr. Fauci the most benefit, the most financial benefit And he's saying that he doesn't trust a whole bunch to begin with.
No, I agree with that. Remember, we know that somebody is attempting to hack into and get inside of Gilead, which is right. The one that's producing remdesivir.
Right, and we don't know that it's a ram, but it did come out as a ram. Okay, let's structural one over here. Good morning, Bagham and Bob.
Hello, Captain. Hello, Denise.
Hey, hey.
Are they going to have another stimulus like they had on the last check thing, do you think?
Oh, boy.
And what about that $2,000 a month deal they're talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, okay, and the reason I'm laughing is because, yeah, they want to load it up, don't they? And they do want to put $2,000 a month for 6 months into the deal.
Well, there's two different things. There's mm-hmm. one is giving everybody $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one. So there's a lot in Congress that are talking about that one. The other one is Pelosi. Pelosi didn't call her house back in order, but I think she's doing it on Thursday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
That she's working on a think big, another stimulus plan. And Steve Mnuchin and the Republicans are going, no, we're going to just hold on. We know where you're going to go with this. But just hold on, because we don't even know that we necessarily need it. If these states come back online, as they appear to be doing, we need some time, like, you know, maybe 3 to 4 weeks here, to see if what is already in the pipeline is, in fact, working. But she wants to pay off student debt. She wants, forgive student debt. She wants hospitals. She
yep.
wants illegals.
Yep.
You know, all of that kind of thing. And the Republicans just aren't going to do it. So.
No. Now, the other thing is, as the virus is doing whatever it's doing, there's a report out there that came out yesterday that the virus may in fact be mutating, but to what effect, nobody knows.
Correct.
So that, correct. I don't know how bad or how good that's going to be.
Well, none of us do. We have no idea. And so you got doctors, you got studies, you got, you know, doctors that are actually treating some of these patients right now in various hospitals, not only in the United States, but in Europe, some of them are, you know, writing up some papers, some summaries, and everybody is kind of necessarily looking at them like, this is what happened over here, and this is what happened over here. This is the strain. I mean, we now have some very young children that are being affected in an interesting way,
mm-hmm.
showing up with their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of things to consider.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. You have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles that she writes. Get on her mailing list. You get all the stuff that she writes when she writes it, and you'll get it. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. You know, God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, you know, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment. Brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Now, we will tell you where those two locations are after the National Aviation Academy gets an opportunity to tell you about themselves. And listen up, because here they come right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know more have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay them more than the college degree that they get right off the bat. However, what you don't know is you can make a lot more money as an aviation maintenance tech than you can as being, say, a welder, a computer tech, a communication specialist, a builder, a carpenter, an electrician. Because
most of those positions are union. And when you start out, you're going to start out at the bottom of the barrel. Now, the bottom of the barrel means you're going to be down at the apprentice level for a while. It could be 3 months. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. But you're going to also be an 80%er. And whatever the bottom level is, you're going to get 80% of that. How would you like to start out at about $60,000 a year in a 40-hour week as an aviation maintenance tech? Well, all you have to do is go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call to take the tour, one of their facilities, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and you'll have your choice of going to the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Whichever one suits you, whichever one is easiest for you. And remember, National Aviation Academy loves our veterans. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, your GI Bill is good with them. You may still have educational benefits if you're pre-9/11. They'll help you check it out for you. But other than that, you can get a student loan there just like anybody else, the civilians and whatnot. So there's a way. When there's a method, there's a way, right? So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, the Army, an unfortunate circumstance in Baltimore, an Army Reserve soldier who was reported missing last week in Baltimore was found dead near the Community College of Baltimore County in Essex. Very unfortunate circumstance. And we'll see how all of that plays out. Now, the Navy is modifying its fitness reports to require officers to detail an individual's educational accomplishments and how those pursuits will add to unit efficiency, the service announced. Also, the U.S. Navy flaunted its aircraft carrier strength, revealing that it currently has more than half of the carrier fleet underway. Wow. And a Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruiser, the USS Philippine Sea, spilled close to 4,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the York River, the Navy confirmed. Well, San Diego's military units are going to remain cautious about the COVID-19 outbreak as restrictions are easing on some of the California businesses as other states push towards a broader reopening. San Diego Navy base is keeping their eyes open. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, the Navy acquired the same KH-31 missiles that threatened its ships and made them into anti-ship missile targets. We'll see where all that goes and comes from. By the way, the Air Force Academy has started to lift some of their COVID-19 restrictions. The Air Force Academy is starting to reopen some facilities and lift restrictions that were imposed to try to slow the spread of the COVID-19. And an airman who fled a Texas base after an altercation with police has been apprehended after a 16-day manhunt. Wow. By the way, the Air Force's acquisition of COVID-19 task force recently executed a new $126 million contract to ramp up production for N95 masks in an effort to increase the supply chain for the in-demand masks and resupply the strategic national stockpile. Now, some Marines during all of this have been stuck in Spain. And Marines and other service members deployed to Spain and Italy as part of an Africa Crisis Response Task Force. They may soon start to come home this month. And the unit, of course, they got stuck in limbo because of the COVID-19 travel restrictions. Now, Marine recruits training on the East Coast might have to deal with pesky sand fleas, but those on the West Coast are facing off against a bigger pest, an aggressive seagull. Yep, you heard me right, an aggressive seagull. And the Marines have hired a falconer to come in with his falcon to drive the seagulls away. And the Falcon will do just exactly that. I'll let you know what happens. By the way, Vox Space has received approval to launch payloads into orbit from Guam. The company announced this on May the 7th, and its first launch there, and will place experimental CubeSats on orbit for various government agencies. We'll see how that works out. And in the immediate wake of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, thousands of National Guard members in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia were called to active duty to support the state's defense and recovery, sacrificing the federal drilling points they would have earned towards their retirement as they completed the state mission. Right now, the Guard and Reserve members are also facing the same problem, and they're calling for some sort of legal fix so that they get the drilling points credited to them while they're on duty with the COVID-19 situation. And I think that's only fair. That's just my opinion. By the way, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has sent a letter to the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee pushing back on criticism from 10 other senators and his response to the coronavirus pandemic. I didn't really hear what he said, so I don't really have an opinion one way or the other, but I'll stand on the side of the Secretary of Defense. And Greece's Hellenic Ministry of National Defense will lease unmanned serial vehicles from Israel. Now, it's a deal that offers up an alternative to pricey acquisitions amid a budgetary problem they've got in Greece right now. You may see more of that, too. Israel's very smart in that respect as to what they may or may not be doing. Now, the novel coronavirus pandemic has forced the Marine Corps to postpone the industry day it's scheduled this month for its new reconnaissance vehicle effort. They were going to be looking at several different prototypes, and because of the COVID-19 outbreak, they're not going to be able to do it. By the way, Taliban once again yesterday questioned about what happened to U.S. contractor Mark Fryerks, a Navy veteran turned contractor who disappeared in Afghanistan back in late January. They're saying they don't have him. They don't know who does. If he's alive, nobody knows. We'll see what happens. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes here, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But one of the things, if you haven't heard this, for the second straight month, 1.8 million guns were sold in April, up 71% from last year. Many gun stores sold all the guns they had to sell. Go figure. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my friend and compadre in arms, Donna Fiducia. She used to be with Fox News, and I first met her, oh gosh, many, many moons ago when she was around September 11th, somewhere near 11th or 12th or something like that. I forget what day it was. But she came down to the World Trade Center. She was the Fox anchor that was on the desk that day, September 11th. Everybody remembers watching her when we saw what we saw. But some of us saw it up close and personal, like me. But this portion of the program brought to you by Funwell Baby. Now, funwellbaby.com is the website to go to because they got these really neat little SPF 50-plus sun hats. Now, you've seen them. You've seen the kids walking around. Kind of looks like a Vietnam jungle hat. But these sun hats are adjustable. They last for years and years. They're super cute. And most importantly, protect the little ones from the sun from newborn to 8 years old because they're adjustable. Now, these hats actually stay on because the toggle tightens around the crown of the head, so it's not going to blow off. And there's breathable mesh in the back, and it keeps on, it keeps your child cool. And they're super lightweight, made for sun, made for water, entertainment, too, and the environment around them. Now, parents and grandparents and newborns, infants and toddlers, give it a shot. Take a look at the website, funwellbaby.com. And if you see something you like, use the product code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off $30. purchased. Okay? That's funwellbaby.com. Use the coupon code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off your purchase of $30. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of Democrats that are a little bit nervous about Defense DNI Secretary Grinnell, who is releasing today some names that did the unmasking of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And this is the kind of stuff that, even though it may or may not be illegal, it certainly, there were rules in the system that they weren't supposed to do that sort of stuff, especially when it came to an American citizen.
Oh, listen, you have, you know, the former president of the United States using law enforcement to go after a political rival. And, yeah, it's, the media is not going to really run with it. I mean, Tucker Carlson's doing a good job with it on Fox News. There's several others as well. The need to actually keep this going and so people can actually see what's going on, because it's a bit of a problem, is the fact that none of this stuff seems like it'll ever be, nobody will ever be punished or be held account for what took place. And it's a pretty important moment in history when you've got, you know, one of the great things about our country is that you have a normal transition of power every single time, except this one time, where they really tried to thwart the normal transition of power, which, again, it takes us into third world country type of stuff. And, you know, there's people say, oh, you know, kind of let it go, brush it under the rug. No. No, this is the stuff that you got to really shine the light on, because we can't allow this to happen. You know, there's nothing wrong with exposing really low points in our nation's history. And the what they try to do to the incoming administration, the Trump administration, is just awful. It's just that things that are not supposed to happen here in this country.
Well, this is still an evolving story. There's more information that's being released as we speak, and more information that's being investigated. Durham investigation is going full speed ahead, and there's a lot of different rumors circulating about it. But Durham is not the type of guy that talks about what it is he's doing. We'll just have to wait. We'll just have to see what happens. But somewhere down the line, I believe there won't be a lot of them, but there might be one or two that are going to be indicted somewhere down the line.
Yeah, it needs to be sooner rather than later.
Right.
You know, he's got to see the investigation through. But yeah, we're gonna have to start seeing some people being held accountable for this. And again, don't expect much. You know, kudos to the media. We obviously saw Chuck Todd and Meet the Press, and I thought you talked about it yesterday on my podcast. I used to love that show. I haven't watched the show in I don't know how long, but I mean, I growing up and everything, I used to love that. She used to love it when Tim Russert hosted that show.
Well, he was the best.
You can't stand to watch the stuff anymore. And it's awful. It's not supposed to be that way. It's terrible. It's embarrassment. It really is. It's watching a major news show, you know, manipulate a clip like that. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Now, the western states of Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, and Colorado have asked the government for $1 trillion to help them out. This would be the next phase of the stimulus influx, if you would. We'll wait and see what happens.
$1 trillion?
$1 trillion, $1 trillion for those states.
I mean, no, forget about it. It's absolutely absurd. California is already getting federal money to help play unemployment in that state, on top of the federal unemployment that's going to people. You've got to be kidding me.
No.
$1 trillion just going to those states. I mean, when is it going to end?
Yeah, five states divided by a trillion.
you got people have to, you need to understand something here.
Mm-hmm.
That there's limits to this. We cannot keep printing money like this. Eventually, at some point in time, that there's no faith in the credit of the United States. There's no faith in the currency. I have in my desk here, it was given to me by a listener years and years and years ago, how many hundreds? I got to find it here somewhere. It's a, I don't know, maybe $100 trillion, something like that.
I got $1 million. I got $1 million bill.
Yeah, it's Zimbabwe bucks.
Yeah.
And the currency in of itself, you look at it, it's a beautiful piece of paper. It's actually, you know, really kind of pretty as a piece of artwork. Mm-hmm. But it's worth, last time I checked, about 40 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens if you debase the currency. We can't keep printing like this.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the White House has approved $11 billion. Which is being sent to some states and tribes for testing, because they've been talking about test kits. Well, they're going to get them, and it's $11 billion worth of test kits. That's a whole different scene than the $1 trillion we just talked about.
I mean, they're going to, you know, obviously that people are kind of obsessed with the test kits and got to keep doing the tests. And as you're going to, people, as we see more tests, especially when you get the antibody tests, you're going to see more, you know, people that have been infected with this, and the numbers are going to continue to rise, and the mortality is going to continue to drop.
Mm-hmm.
To this, and that's the reality of the situation. Hopefully, you know, we're not going to see governors freak out about opening up, and we continue to point on this path of bringing the economy back.
Now, Elon Musk has opened up his plant in Alameda County, California, and the Tesla company. And in the meantime, we get word that Texas is willing to help him move his plant to Texas, and they want him there. They'll give him all kinds of tax breaks to show up.
Well, we'll see what happens. Elon Musk, one of his big markets for his electric cars is California.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he wants to kick off his base there where, you know, so many of those cars are sold within that state. They have various different rules in regards to gasoline, very expensive there, higher taxes, and there's been a major push within that state to get people to use electric cars. So I don't know if he's been talking a lot. I mean, we'll be curious to see what he does, though.
Now, the Detroit automakers have been pretty quiet. We haven't heard a lot of begging and borrowing about send us money and this, that, and the other. And the reason for that is because they're drawing on their credit lines, not bailouts, to stay financially fit. And they learned a lesson from the economic slump back during this last go-around when they had the cash for clunkers and all that stuff. And General Motors, bought General Motors?
No, Bush started it, and then got the whole ball rolling with that, and then they took it to the next level with when Obama came in. But yeah, it was a little bit different back at that point in time. There's also some major issues with contracts with the unions, and again, the industry in of itself just became, you know, bloated with too much waste and nonsense. And yeah, we had to do major consolidation and cutbacks, and the government had to take a stake in it that they, you know, eventually sold out of that stake. They can draw on their credit lines, but that's only going to go for so long. They have to start selling cars at some point in time.
Now, the Chinese investments that the United States was making in Chinese companies from the federal pension funds, some $4 billion, the president is saying, we're going to pull it all out of China and bring it back and invest it in some American companies.
Yeah, you know what? There's going to be calls for that in many different places after this. And, also taking a look at various different indices out there that are invested in Chinese funds. So we'll see what's going to happen.
All right. Well, you stay low and stay warm up there in the cold tundra, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, yeah, it is cold up here in New York State. That's why I threw that in there. I'll be back with Ron Edwards right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. Flip, get ready. It's coming. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.